just one question that was recently asked to the Daily Halakha. Question was, a fellow was getting married and his father was Ba'avelut. The father of the Hatan was Ba'avelut. He had lost one of his parents. So therefore he has an Avelut, a mourning period of 12 months. So the Hatan's question was, is his father allowed to attend the wedding? Or do we say that since he is still within the 12 months of Avelut, so he's forbidden to attend parties and semachot? Actually, this question is brought down by a rabbi called the Stehemed. And the Stehemed rules that so long as it's after the 7 days of Avelut, even though it's still within the 30 days, the father may attend the wedding of his child, specifically his child. Now that's why also Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Igrot Moshe also comes out. The Teshuvah of Rav Moshe is in Yoreh De'ah Chedek Bet, Siman Kuf Samechtet. Now Rav Moshe even goes a step further. He says that even within the 7 days of Avelut, he allows the father to attend, which is a very big leniency. And even if the mourner is still within the 7 days, he allows them to go to the wedding. However, that's not the opinion of Acham Avadya. Acham Avadya clearly holds that one can only attend a child's wedding if he's in mourning, only if it's after the 7 days of mourning, even though it's within the 30. All the more so if it's after the 30 days. That means to the ceremony, they're allowed to attend. That also means they're allowed to attend the Sauda, even though there's music, they can attend. Now, I will say that Rabbi Pinchasi in his Sefer Chaim V'Chesed writes that it would be more proper that if the father, who's Ba'avelut, somehow serves the guests. So therefore, his attendance at the wedding is not merely as a guest, but it's more as if he's like he's an attendant at the wedding. So some have the custom, in that case, they carry some candies with them, and when they greet the people, they give them a candy, as if they're serving them, and that justifies it even more so for them to attend the wedding. But the halakha, it's clear, according to Acham Avadyan, as Rabbi Pinchasi brings it down in the Sefer Chaim V'Chesed, that it is mutar for the father to attend the wedding after the 7 days of Avelut. One last question. One last fact, it would be permissible for the father also to attend the Shiva Berachot that week, the 7 days of the parties would also be permissible. One last question that they did ask, which is interesting, if a lady is Be'avelut, within the year of, let's say, the passing of her parent, and the husband wants her to go with, wants her to come with him to a party, to a wedding or something like that. And she's a Ba'avelut. He says, no, I insist that you come with me. So Rav Moshe has a teshuvah on this and says, if it's a subject of Shalom Bayit, where it can cause an issue of domestic tranquility and, you know, unrest, I should say, then the halakha is she can go with the husband. It seems that Rav Moshe says the respect of the husband comes before the respect of parents. Now, that halakha says even when the parents are alive, you have to respect the husband before the parents. So, the more so after they die, the respect of the husband comes first. So, therefore, the halakha, if it's an issue where it's getting problematic and affecting the shalom bayit, of course, a competent rabbi should be asked. But there is a teshuvah from Rav Moshe that says that it would be permissible for the wife to attend in order to appease the husband.